From the Cobol Cubo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker. And of course, I got my special guest, Mr. Ron Ivory. Should I say Denver's own Mr. Ron Ivory? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Deborah. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. We are right here at the Cobol Cubo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO. We are K209ED in Breckenridge and online at KUVO.org. You can always check out the Gospel Train Sunday evening. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media, where we are going to, of course, bless you with more great gospel music. And that's also on DAWS, D-A-W-S. 2000.com during the week for a moment of inspiration. Well, I am so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to have Mr. Ron.
That's right.
Ivory.
Ivory.
That's right.
Like the soap.
Like the soap. He'll clean you up.
Yeah.
But he's gonna tell us all about his musical journey and his life. And I'm so excited to share that with you. Stay with us. I want to get right to it.
The Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, is coming to Denver on Friday, April 7th at 8 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. Tickets for this all-ages concert is available starting on Tuesday, February 7th at 10 a.m. Information is available at ParamountDenver.com.
Escape to Kuvo Jazz, anytime, anyplace, with the Kuvo app or at KUVO.org.
Hi, this is Pastor John P. King. I know I'm in North Carolina, but you're listening to Deborah Walker, my friend, at CC Gospel Music Ministries, and you can hit her on the web at www.dawes2000.com.
That's a little tone from John P. Key here. John P. Key will be here on the 15th. That's right after at the House of Joy. So we definitely want to give them some love. And if you can, check it out. That's the House of Joy right there on 33rd and Ivy. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock on Thursday. All right, we are back with more great gospel music. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Get right to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about Get Right to It.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I got into the studio and I was hedging back and forth, you know, anytime you have an investment in yourself, and so you kind of hedge and you're kind of a little nervous, a little scared. And so I just came in my head, you know, I said, you know what? Quit hedging, Ron, and just get right to it and just do it. And then I started composing this song and kind of came up with that. And then after the first take, I went home and I said, need something more, you know, that da 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 da, you know. And so I just started listening to it. And that's when I came up with the sha-sha-sha-yada vocals in the beginning. Needed to add a little something to it. Right. So that's basically how it came out. Yeah. It was just where my spirit and energy was.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Well, let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So people can have a little history.
Okay.
You know, you as a little boy, is this something that you always imagined that you would do? Or give us a little background
okay.
of how you got to this point.
Okay. Well, first of all, I didn't really think about being a musician, artist. As a young kid, I wrote songs, made up songs like sometimes we all do, and mimicked other artists, you know, with the broomsticks and all that kind of stuff, and the fuller brush with the microphone, you know. And so I was 13 in the 8th grade, and some friends of mine had a group already together, singing quartet. I started hanging out with them and just singing harmonies in between what they were doing, and we were at a friend's one of the guy's house, and we were doing, I think, a Smokey Robinson tune. And I started harmonizing with him, and he stopped and he said, you know what, you sound pretty good with this group. And he said, you're interested in joining the group? And of course I was very flattered, and so I said yes. So we called one of the other guys, we sang a little bit over the phone, and he said, yeah, that's doable. So that's how I really got started my career. I never imagine, you know, as having an acting music career up to now. So moving forward, we sang and we did the socials in the high school and junior high and went through that whole thing. And then right out of high school, I started learning how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I started learning more keyboards and so on and so forth. And then I got remarried, and my youngest daughter, I was just sitting in the living room, myself and my bass player then, David Summers, and she was just standing there, and you know how kids, she's just tinkling the keys and everything, so she got tired of that, so she started skipping away, you know, and so I looked at her, and it was like, and I just came up with this rhythm the way she was just skipping away, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, dun, 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 you know. And from there, I wrote a song because of that with her. And I called her Curly Tops because her hair was nice and curly, like kind of like Shirley Temple, you know. So that's how I came up with this the song Curly Tops on the album.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a listen to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Just okay.
See what's going on here. But stay with us. I got none other than my brother, Ron Ivory, here. And we were right there on Curly Tops.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And I want to hear about Curly Tops.
Okay.
You know? Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got them curly tops.
I got them curly tops. And she still got curly tops.
She still got them curly tops.
Praise God. That was great. So continue. Tell me about your journey, you know.
So moving forward, like I said, the group that I had got involved with, we did some of the local Air Force bases and that type of thing. So we got a chance to do that. We did one nightclub gig in Colorado Springs, and that was interesting. It was called a six-nighter, and we were there the whole week. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. And I started composing more and getting more into the music and arrangements and so on and so forth. Then one genre of music I wasn't really hip with and I was trying to get into, and that was simply the blues. And so...
Really?
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out, you know. And it's one of the most simplest forms, you know, music, basically. And so I kind of learned. I was doing some dates at the club here in Denver. It used to be called the Ready Room.
Well, you're going way back.
So I kind of learned. They liked a lot of blues in there. And then when I got with my bass player, Dave Summers, back in 87, he kind of started this riff with this little blues riff, and I just followed him, and we kind of figured it out. And so this song here, I didn't want it to be your typical I lost my baby, she done broke my heart blues. So but right. All it was saying is, and it says, until I hear some blues, it was basically all this stuff going on, I'll be okay if I can just hear some blues.
Right.
And that was the premise of that song.
This is the one that I play all the time.
Oh, okay, great.
Because sometimes when I hear the blues, you know, sometimes it perks you up.
Yes,
gets
absolutely.
You on your way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be that down.
Exactly. And that was the whole premise of it. It was supposed to be upbeat and just say, hey, no matter what I'm going through, my baby done left me, you know, I'm in debt, you know. But I'll be all right once I start hearing some blues, you know, that kind of thing. So me and David Summers co-wrote this.
The more I do for you, the less you appreciate. The sweeter I am. KUVO is supported by Jackson Elite Tax and Consulting, providing businesses and individuals with tax preparation, tax debt resolution, accounting, and strategy planning to help you prepare. Details are available online at jacksonelitetax.org or at 303-993-6427.
We're back with Board, great gospel music, hey. And of course we are riding on the train with Ron Ivory. He's the man.
All right.
I play that song all the time, you know, and it just I don't know.
It's a pretty inspirational song. My some of my family, my sisters, that was one of their favorites off the album.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's good. So, yeah. So anyway, as you write songs, what's your inspiration behind all of that?
Well, usually, sometimes writers, we may start with a lyric or maybe a catchphrase.
Okay.
And then we'll build from that. But a lot of times what I'm finding out, when I'm mood, I'll be sitting at the piano or the guitar in some cases. And I'll just let my mood and my emotion and spirit just follow. And I'll just start playing a certain pattern. And then I'll start humming a melody around that and seeing where that's taking me. And then it creates thoughts. It creates its own story.
Right.
And that's usually what happens, particularly the ones with the lyrics. And so it creates its own story, and then I just go, and first thing I try to get is the hook. I get that hook, and then I write and put it around that hook, you know, because the hook is most important in any song. You know, that's what people mostly remember.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much been mostly my process. Every now and then I'll start with a lyric, I'll have a phrase, and then I'll go ahead and start from there. Mm-hmm. And go from there.
Go for the verses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, there are those prodigal kids, mm-hmm. and then there are those, I call you kind of a self-inspired man, self-promoted, because you have kind of created your music.
Yes.
Even though it is very God-inspired.
Yes.
I know that's where your roots are.
Exactly.
And that is one important thing, I think, that people need to know, that it all comes from God.
Yes, for sure.
You know, wherever it takes you,
mm-hmm.
it takes you from that basis.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
Right.
But you learned your skill.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that really, really impressed me, because you took the time mm-hmm. to learn how to play the keyboard, learn whatever was going on in your head.
Exactly.
You know, that was God-given, mm-hmm. and you were able to apply that mm-hmm. and just work to perfect it.
You know, and ironically, as I started singing, because I didn't think I was a great harmonizer and singer, and then I wasn't too impressed when I first started my lead vocals, and that's something I just had to work on and learn the technique. And a lot of times, actually, I listened to a lot of female vocalists. So people like Sarah Vaughan, Aretha Franklin, and so on, because their technique was so, in their voice control, was so unique. And so I just listened to them, and I just kind of learned some of their techniques and the singing, their breathing, the different dynamics, the soft and then the mm-hmm. belting and so on and so forth. Yeah. And developed that. And then, of course, I love cover tunes as well. I love doing other people's music, and I like rearranging it. And when we were singing, we did a lot. Our biggest influence growing up was the Temptations, that Motown sound.
Yeah.
Although my diversity was quite deep and stuff. Listening to records from my mom, Joe Williams, Dinah Washington. I know you remember the 78s.
The who?
78s.
I think that was a little bit before my time.
Come on. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So one song we did, it was by a group called Bread, and we did it. And I just happened to go down the street and many years after that. And I said, I need to get back to that song. It was part of my roots in working with the group. But I wanted to put a different arrangement on it, make it more sultry than not just the la-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. I didn't want a la-di-da-di version, okay?
So he wasn't a la-di-da-di kind of guy.
No, I'm not a la-di-da-di kind of guy, yeah.
Okay.
So I'd like to just do a little bit of that
okay.
For you and my arrangement.
All right.
Make it with you. Ooh, yeah.
other side. I may be climbing on rainbows or over the rainbow. Dreams are for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I wanna make it with you. I really think that we can make it, babe. Listen, girl. No, oh, oh, you don't know me well. And every little thing, only time will tell. We'll see them through. You see, life can be short or long. Love, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I like to see me through, I wanna make it.
I'm loving that.
Thank
I'm loving
you.
It.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you
so much, you know. Everybody can't just do that on the dime now.
I love singing that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite covers that I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So on your album, Get It Right, Get Right to It,
uh-huh.
Right. You have a lot of love songs, and this mm-hmm. is Valentine's season,
absolutely.
You know. I mean, people are talking about love,
mm-hmm.
and we know that the true love is, of course, from God.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I love that, sure. And I love your expression of it, because it is so sincere and so deep.
Yes.
You know, so I have one that I kind of really like, and it's talking about I Want You.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
It is.
That had a lot of passion in writing that. And
really?
Yeah. And sometimes a songwriter, it's not necessarily about, it doesn't necessarily have to be about one particular person, but just the feeling of love.
Right.
And wanting to be in love.
Right. And the expression.
Exactly.
The expression of love.
Exactly.
And that could be, you know, this is basically for couples.
Yeah, absolutely.
For, you know, mm-hmm. married people,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, just the love between two people,
absolutely.
Two friends, you see what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I love that. So I do want to play a little
okay.
bit of that if
okay.
I can,
that'll
if you don't
great.
Mind,
I
you
don't
know.
Mind. Thank you.
We are going there, y'all.
Love songs to the sound of the rain. I want you.
I want your love and nobody else.
I want you.
I want the love,
my love.
You keep to yourself.
I'll stop the ticks of time while we're together. I'll stop the beat of love in our hearts. I've got feelings inside like hidden treasures.
Yeah.
KUVO is celebrating Black history all month long. Here is your Black History Fact of the Day.
James Joseph Brown, entertainer, record producer, and band leader. James Brown was the central progenitor of funk music and a major figure of 20th century music. He is often referred to as the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Dynamite, or Soul Brother Number One, and the Godfather of Soul. We are proud to recognize James Brown during Black History Month.
Look for more great Black History Month stories on KUVO Social and KUVO.org.
Discover with us on New Music Mondays. Dance with us on Canción Mexicana. Take a trip with us with Brazilian Fantasy, KUVO Jazz, and so much more.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. I do want to remind you that the Prayer Ministry Revival, that's 1 year of outpouring, 12 years of the prayer line service with none other than Pastor Michael Harris. That's going to be starting on February 15th through February 18th. So we definitely, if you want more information, give them a call at 303-303. That's 210-1560. That's 303-210-1560. And be a part of it. You know, this is Black History Month. We got to support all of our different ministries and things that are going on in our community. And, of course, the love and joy of revival that's going on with John P. Key and the New Life that features Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir. That's going to be February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Now, I want y'all to give me a shout out on Valentine's Day because I need some love here. I need some love.
Shout out.
Thank you. And there's going to be some more events coming up. And I know, Ron, you have an event coming up in March.
March 26th, my Motown / Classic Soul group will be performing at the Clock Tower Cabaret at 16th and 01 Arapahoe, March 26th. And people can buy tickets, just go online to clocktower.com, or they can go to my website, and the link is there as well, ronivory.com.
Right.
Yeah, so okay. That's one of my favorite, I have three different kind of groups and stuff going on, and yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Well, see, that's the talent that I really appreciate, because mm-hmm. not only do you do R&B, you do blues, you have all these mm-hmm. different shows mm-hmm. that you have put together, and that really meets the needs of
Absolutely.
The whole community.
Absolutely.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I got you on the gospel train. I got to get you.
I hear you.
You
I
know,
you.
I'm going to have, the jazz thing is mm-hmm. what I really wanted to focus
right.
on.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that you're formulating
yes.
all of your jazz music and
uh-huh.
stuff like that. And see, I'm trying to get the real gospel train to roll out, you know,
right.
do a little luncheon and stuff and
gotcha.
Have some groups to come and perform, you know, during that time. And that would be a really good thing for you to think about.
Sweet, sweet.
That's right.
I'm all in.
So tell me about Hold On To This Love and
okay.
Be
It Yours, Be Mine. Okay, well, mm-hmm. Hold On This Love, that was the first recording I did. My manager at the time, she heard just a scratch version of that on a cassette that I put together, and she loved the song, and she said, Ron, she said, that's my song. And she said, we need to get you in the studio. And so she got me in the studio. I started recording it. And then that song, I really started, I was in some kind of mood. That's probably my most passionate song out of the whole album.
Really?
Because I started writing it and I was just feeling my oats on that one. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like, here we are alone again. Just you and me. You know, so, and anyway, and once I wrote that and I heard it, the playback, I said, oh, this is good. I mean, not the song, but this felt good recording.
Right.
And I got the bug and I said, you know what? It was supposed to just be a single. And I started writing and pulling some of the stuff that I wrote previously and writing some new stuff for the album. And that's how I came up with the album. It's a 13-track CD album. Came out in 95.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm still working on some new material.
Yeah.
But it takes a minute. You know?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I know. But it's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, hold on to this love.
You know what I mean? Hold
right.
it on.
Hold on to this love, baby.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here. And we're sending you some love here on this Valentine weekend with Mr. Ron Ivory. He's riding on the gospel train. Yes. I said, you know, you're like Brooke Benton or somebody. Whoa, that deep. You were in very, very good voice on that one. I really loved that.
Yeah, I was feeling that when I wrote it. It was kind of emotional thing, you know.
Yeah, you was in love, huh?
I was hurting actually.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of them hurting songs. You know, you try to get back together, things don't go right, and it was one of them. That premise, you know, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter whose fault it was. Let's just work on it and get it back together. It was that kind of thing.
Y'all probably need a little prayer on that one.
Girl, over and over again.
So as we continue on this journey with Brother Ron Ivory and his musical journey, so tell us, you got a couple more that I'm going to play. One more to keep your love around.
Yes, yes.
So was that part of this heartbreak or?
No, that was. You know, there's times around when you write songs, and particularly, it's sometimes you write songs how you want things to be.
Right.
You're telling your lady, this is what I want to do for you. I want to give you the moon and the stars.
Where is
give
he
you
at?
The moon, the stars, you know,
yeah.
And all that. And so a lot of times some of the songs were that. It's like sometimes it don't always work that way, but you always wish and you always hope and you fantasize how things you want things to be,
and you always think that women are the ones that go through all that fantasy kind of thing, but you never realize that men
absolutely.
Go through that too.
Absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely.
So, ladies, listen up. You know, your man has that love thing going, and you got to keep that going. Especially these young people, you know, they got a whole different kind of concept of love, you know. And this is old school that we're talking
about. Old school love, baby.
Yeah, you got to know where you came from
exactly.
and know to know where you're going.
Know where you're going.
So let's go to keep your love around. Okay,
sounds good.
Stole my heart. With
You were in real good voice there, Mr. Ron Ivory. That was a good one. God bless you.
So thank you.
Keep that love around.
Yeah, keep that love around. It's
and we got to spread that love around this world.
Absolutely.
Because we got a lot of things going on. Evil is spreading wild.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God is still on the throne.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, the spirit of love is still stronger.
Exactly.
Than anything else. So give me some last words that you can inspire the audience out here.
You know, basically, it's just follow your heart, your spirit, and just keep love at the forefront of whatever you do. I love, I'm a very passionate person, and I love passion in music and passion in life and the people around me that are give good energy and positivity and stuff. And so, we try to share that and give that also at every one of our performances. And again, the Clock Tower on March 26th will be there.
That's right. That's coming up. When is it?
March 26th, the mm-hmm. Clock Tower. And
okay.
We'll be giving the love there on that stage. There.
Right.
So, yeah.
I heard you turned it out in the
Dazzle.
Dazzle.
Oh, yeah,
that
was wonderful. Got a chance to do our little jazz show and stuff,
right.
So it was wonderful.
That's good.
So we'll be back there and probably later on.
Are you going to be doing your jazz show at the Clock Tower? Are you going to
No, this is strictly
else?
Motown and classic soul, so you'll hear all the stuff that you probably don't hear on most live stages,
because yeah.
I go back.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I make it real, yes.
Okay.
Stuff, I take it all the way back. Stuff people say, oh, man, you know the basement parties and all that,
yeah.
All them good songs.
That we remember.
The blue lights and red lights and all that good stuff, yeah.
Blue, red, purple.
Real, paid 25 cents to get in, you know. We call it, sometimes that was the rent party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's kind of old school stuff. Mm-hmm. But young people are like, "What is that now?"
Oh yeah.
But it's all good.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still strong. Yeah.
Well, the last one that I want you to share with us is "I Wish You Love."
This is one by far one of my favorites. I heard this live on a live Temptations album actually, and Eddie Kendricks was singing the lead on it, and I love
really?
That song. Yeah. And I just pull it, and one day I said, I got to do this, I got to learn it. So I put it together, tracked it up, and so it was one of my favorite songs I do. It says
yeah.
a lot, you know, as you're listening to it and stuff. So it's probably appropriate for Valentine's and
for our audience, because
yes,
we're going to
yes.
leave wishing you love.
Mm-hmm.
This week, just share some love with each and every person
mm-hmm.
that you meet. And I always go off saying that,
yes.
you know. And so as the gospel train gets back to the station, we got none other than Ron Ivy. He's going to do I Wish You Love, another little live, taste a little live,
mm-hmm.
little live
okay.
flavor.
All right.
God bless you, and I'll
Thank
see you guys
you.
Next week.
Thank you
so much. God bless you,
Thank
Ron.
You. Thank you. God bless
and
you,
And all
too.
That you do.
Thank you so much.
All
Thank
right.
you. Your heart a song to sing, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. And in July, some lemonade to keep you cool, and some leafy day. I wish you health, but more than well, I wish you my breaking heart, and I agree, you and I
Need no ticket? Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.